This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. And it is the greatest nation on God's green earth because we have freedom of the press, a freedom of speech, freedom to assemble. And those freedoms sometimes get dented, sometimes get attacked, but they are fairly robust. And thank God for that. I do believe that on the basis of that, that sort of freedom, it's very obvious at this point that there is going to be no stopping the John Bolton book. Now, whatever you may think about it, and I haven't had a chance to read the entire book, it's 577 pages, but it comes out with a number of accusations against President Trump, and none of them, it seems to me, particularly different from other accusations we've heard from other people who have worked with the president but left his employ. We will get to that, but frankly, I think that everybody is trying to digest it and President Trump is trying to figure out the right response. My big hope is that for his big rally in Tulsa, Oklahoma, that he doesn't speak about it. Anybody think there's a chance the president won't speak about John Bolton when he's speaking to a rally, a jammed indoor rally with 20,000 of his screaming fans? Anyone think he won't mention Bolton's name? That would be smart, it seems to me. I'll tell you something else that I think is smart, is the question that has been troubling Jeremy Steiner, Pride of Hillsdale College. And usually if Jeremy asks me a thought-provoking question, I have a ready-made answer, but here I don't. The question is this. There are a lot of Confederate monuments, statues, other memorials that have been removed since 2009. But there are still over 700 that remain. In other words, they have removed. The Washington Post says that so far they have removed, I believe, 76 monuments or statues have either been removed officially or they've just been vandalized and destroyed, which is the wrong way to do it. I mean, one of the most prominent monuments that was taken down was the Robert E. Lee statue on top of a very tall pillar in New Orleans. And New Orleans today, which I believe is a majority African-American city, having a Robert E. Lee statue for reasons that were explained by the white mayor of New Orleans, Mitchell Andrew, they were eloquently explained, those reasons, by him. But the question, and I don't know this, but I believe that what they did with this tall pillar in New Orleans, they didn't replace Robert E. Lee. It's just an empty pillar, and they're trying to figure out what to do with it. Okay, what would you recommend? Who would you recommend in terms of replacing this statuary which has been taken down? Or what would you recommend should replace it? Some of the attempts at dealing with this statuary issue. In Richmond, they have Monument Avenue. And Richmond, Virginia, which is actually it's a city I like a lot. And Richmond is full of history. And Monument Avenue was commemorating its role as the capital of the Confederacy. But all up and down the street are statues of Confederate war heroes. And again, the term Confederate war heroes, I don't think you get to be a hero fighting for the Confederacy. Sorry, that is something that I think in the year 2020 we can abandon. You can have heroic qualities. You can have heroic qualities. I mean, General Rommel, who was fighting for a massively evil cause, had heroic qualities, the Desert Fox. But, I mean, his most heroic quality was his devotion to his mistress, which meant that on D-Day, when the Allies were landing in Normandy in Operation Overlord, that Rommel was away with his mistress, who was in Paris, I believe, which was part of the, quote, good luck, some would say providential help, that allowed the Allies to prevail with tremendous cost at Normandy. Okay, this is not to compare the Confederates to the Nazis. I think that's unfair. I think that certainly is an inapt comparison. Jefferson Davis is not the equivalent of Hitler, but he's not the equivalent of George Washington. And he's not the equivalent of U.S. Grant, who was fighting for a noble cause. And he certainly isn't the equivalent of anyone who deserves to be honored in this day, fighting for a cause that both lost and one that deserved to lose. By the way, if anyone believes that the Confederacy didn't deserve to lose, I mean, I know there are people like that, but come on, to believe that is to be more anti-American than the most radical demonstrator in the Capitol Hill Autonomous Zone. No, really it is. Because if you believe the Confederacy didn't deserve to win, then you believe that America didn't deserve to survive. Because our country, the United States of America, was under attack. And the war began because the moron, it's actually a whole series of morons, including PGT Beauregard, who was in command of South Carolina militias, they fired on Fort Sumter. They fired on an American federal fort. How ridiculous that is. Oh, okay, here we go. Speaker Nancy Pelosi on Thursday ordered the removal of four portraits of former House speakers who also served as Confederate leaders. A symbolic step to rid the U.S. Capitol of pro-slavery relics amid a nationwide reckoning over race. Pelosi will join the House clerk to take down the paintings Thursday afternoon, a day before the Juneteenth holiday, which marks the day that the last enslaved African Americans in the Confederacy learned of their freedom. Okay, does anybody know who those four speakers are? Okay, there they are. The four speakers in question include Robert Hunter of Virginia, Howell Cobb of Georgia, James Orr of South Carolina, and Charles Crisp of Georgia. Okay, what are we going to do about any portraits that may remain of President John Tyler? Now, why do I bring up John Tyler? Because after his presidency, he retired with his beautiful young wife. He was a widower. And he married a woman who was, I think she was almost 30 years younger than he was. And they produced a whole bunch of children. He had a total of 16 children with a previous marriage and then with Julia Gardner, who he married. And they went away to their home at Sherwood Forest, he called it. And before the war, he tried to chair the former president, John Tyler, a peace conference to avoid war, but when that failed, he became a senator for the Confederate States of America. He became an active Confederate. Okay, is his portrait going to survive anywhere? What do you do about John C. Breckinridge? John C. Breckinridge was a vice president of the United States. We have had a bunch of really weird vice presidents. Really, we have. But Breckinridge was a dashing young general for the Confederacy. I don't know if his portrait survives anywhere in this country. He also ran for president against Lincoln, finished third. We'll be right back on the Medved show with what to do about Confederate monuments and replacing them. And where should they go? That and more coming up on the Medved show. Okay, I will admit it. I love good movies, especially now when you're holed up at home. Don't some of you with families want to introduce your kids to some of the movies that meant the most to you? Wouldn't it be great to have a service that actually allows you to block out maybe some language you don't want to hear or some intensely graphic sex or violent scenes? Well, that service is called ClearPlay. When you purchase or rent movies from Amazon.com, ClearPlay settings enable you to watch the movie without violence, profanity, or other content that you choose. Customization is all based on viewers' personal settings. Go to ClearPlay.com to learn more. Try, for instance, that great baseball movie and father and son movie, Field of Dreams, with just some of the unnecessary harsh language. Go to ClearPlay.com to learn more. ClearPlay loves good movies. Did you know precious metals have a solid history of outperforming the stock market during tough economic times? Chatting with my good friend Nick Grovich, owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion, he warned me there are severe shortages of gold, silver, and platinum right now. Now, many dealers have nothing to sell. So right now, Amfed is helping hundreds of people acquire bullion. They're open for business with some staff working from home, and they can lock you in precious metals at a very fair price. Nick has been in the industry for over 40 years. He knows the intricacies of every market condition, what to buy now, and what you should avoid. He's the only person, really, that I trust for solid advice and the one person you need to talk to about this situation. Call Amfed Coin and Bullion at 800-221-7694 or visit AmericanFederal.com. That's AmericanFederal.com or 800-221-7694.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Michael Medved Show, Garrett Rolfe, who is the former Atlanta police officer who has been charged with murder and aggravated assault in the killing of Rayshard Brooks outside a Wendy's last week, turned himself into authorities just a little bit earlier today. Mr. Rolfe, who was fired from the police force the day after the shooting, faces a total of 11 charges in connection with the death of the man, Rayshard Brooks, which was captured on a widely circulated video. The killing prompted the resignation, writes the New York Times, of Atlanta's police chief, and further inflamed the tensions over race and policing that are roiling the nation. Prosecutors said on Wednesday in announcing the charges that Mr. Rolfe had declared, "I got him," after firing the fatal shots at Mr. Brooks, and that as Mr. Brooks lay on the ground, Mr. Rolfe kicked him. Mr. Rolfe's partner, Devin Brosnan, stood on his shoulder, prosecutors said. The officers, both of whom are white, did not render any aid to Mr. Brooks for nor more than 2 minutes, said Paul L. Howard, Jr., the Fulton County District Attorney. Now, they may conceivably, I don't think they will, but they might, they could go after life imprisonment or even the death penalty in the state of Georgia. But also from the state of Georgia, there is a law enforcement official who is the sheriff of Burke County, Georgia. His name is Alonzo Williams. And he was on CNN, and he took a very, very different tack on the shooting of Rayshard Brooks. Listen. A.
Police and law enforcement, and 27 of those years having taught use of force and taught hundreds and hundreds of law enforcement officers across the state of Georgia and other states. I just think that he's a lawyer. He's not a law enforcement officer. I think that it's just a ridiculous statement. Obviously, we saw on the video that the Brooks was engaged in a fight with the officers. They were on the ground. We know that when we're on the ground, we have a very high likelihood of being hurt or killed. It's not the place we want to be. This is not a wrestling match. Brooks is able to take a non-lethal weapon, a taser, away from one of the officers, and he flees. They give chase. He's committed to felony obstruction of an officer counts, and he needs to be held accountable. So they were perfectly justified in running behind Brooks to capture him. Brooks turned back to the officers and fired the taser.
Okay, and that firing the taser has a real meaning. And let me say, before you write off Sheriff Alonzo Williams of Burke County, Georgia, as some kind of southern white racist, he is African American. And I believe he's a former Marine. I'm pretty sure that he is. I know, and you're never a former Marine. You're just a Marine or you're not. Let's go to clip B, where he talks about why that question of having the taser gun aimed at Officer Wolf is relevant. Listen.
And we all know, this is the third law enforcement agency I've been head of, and in every agency I've gone to, I've required every officer who carries a taser to be tased with it, so that you understand the incapacitation. 5 seconds, 1001, 1002, 1003, 1004, 1005. That's 5 whole seconds that if an officer is hit with that taser, that all of his muscles will be locked up and he'll have the inability to move and to respond. And yet he is still responsible for every weapon on his belt. So if that officer had been hit, he still has a firearm on his side, and the likelihood of him being stomped in the head or having his firearm taken and used against him was a probability. And so he did what he needed to do, and this was a completely justified shooting.
Wow. He also said this. This is a 2C, Jeremy, about the message that is being sent right now by the media treatment of all of these shootings. Listen.
So you think lethal force here was necessary?
It's very necessary. The Fourth Amendment allows it. This is the objective reasonableness standard, and there's nothing malicious or sadistic in the way these officers behaved, and it's very unfortunate that the law enforcement leaders in the state of Georgia have not come out and stood together on this case. I think it's political, and it's senseless. We're sending the wrong message to our black youth. We're telling them that it's okay, that they can run from the police, they can take a weapon from the police, they can fight with the police and point a weapon at the police and expect nothing to happen. That is the wrong message to send to black youth.
And then he points out that this case is not identical in any way with the late George Floyd. Listen.
Now, we cannot, Brianna, put this case with the Ahmaud Arbery case nor the George Floyd case. When I saw the George Floyd case, I was outraged. Two weeks ago, I was so outraged that I wrote a letter to the governor, the head of the Georgia Association of Chiefs of Police, and the head of the Georgia Sheriff's Association, and I provided them with seven standards that I think are very necessary to prevent black men from being killed at the hands of police in the way it was done in Floyd case and the Ahmaud Arbery case. I graduated high school with Ahmaud Arbery's mother. Those were two outrageous, very clear violations of policy and law.
And by the way, the Ahmaud Arbery case was not police officers. Neither of the two suspects, neither the father nor the son, were police officers. The father had worked, I think the name was McGonigal, had worked at one point as a non-uniformed associate with one of the local police departments, but he was former. And they were not acting in a role of police officers, they were acting in role of vigilantes, which is a very, very different situation. When we come back, I do want to get to another voice from black law enforcement. It's very important. A former police commissioner in Philadelphia. And I also do want to get to John Bolton. Some stuff about him you don't know. Coming up on the MedVed Show.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael MedVed Show.
Oh, so you're wearing a mask every day now? Where are you getting them?
The same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com. And they're handmade.
Really?
Just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks.
And good price?
That's the best part. I get a 10-pack for only $6.
Wow.
Yes, as a public service, we're now sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality, more breathable face masks, only $6. Our face masks are hypoallergenic, latex-free, and made for stress-free all-day wearing. Or choose our N95 respirator masks, 2-pack for only $6. Supplies are limited, so place your order at sunny-bay.com, a biomed DB design company right here in the USA. Go to sunny-bay.com and purchase your disposable face masks online. 10 masks for only $6. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Supreme Court ruled on Thursday that President Trump's bid to rescind the DACA program was unlawful, dealing a blow to the president on a signature domestic policy issue. For now, those immigrants retain their protections from deportation and their authorization to work in the United States. Slightly fewer unemployment claims were filed last week than the week before. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes is in Washington.
In the Thursday morning report, the U.S. Labor Department said about 1.5 million laid-off workers applied for unemployment benefits last week, the latest figure marking the 11th straight weekly decline in applications since they peaked at nearly 7 million in March when the coronavirus was shutting down much of the economy. The decline was much smaller, though, this time than in recent weeks.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Entertain your brain.
It's awesome.
Every day on the Michael Medved Show.
An email came in from William in Puyallup, Washington. He says, Michael, I appreciate your focus on homelessness. However, you started your item, he's talking about an item I used yesterday, by making jest of the entire population. He's talking about our homeless update where we use a satirical song, which is an adaptation of an old Christian hymn called Hallelujah, I'm a Bum. And it actually became kind of a famous song back in the 1930s. That's why we use the old version of it. But in any event, he says, I appreciate your almost daily focus on homelessness. However, you started your item by making jest of the entire population. Please stop doing that. I was homeless for a time. I experienced the difficulties while highly motivated to lift myself up by the bootstraps. Yes, there are funny instances, yet too there's tragedy. The problem is government and NGOs making a cash cow out of every effort to help the people. Like every government effort, they only think about salaries and to direct dollars to their friends. Tacoma does a pretty good job. They only missed giving the people something productive to do. I'm not going to go on and on with examples and ideas. There are efforts that work. Most homeless are normal people, just down on their luck. Seriously, we do need to make a large effort to minimize the homelessness. In the meantime, please don't make light of the situation. Please, Michael. I take that to heart because, honestly, this is not a light situation, not for the people who are homeless, who are living on the street, who are, on top of everything else, incredibly exposed to COVID-19. And COVID-19, by the way, is not going away. It's not over. It remains a very serious problem. And there's been an explosion of recent cases in Florida, where Governor DeSantis was doing all kinds of victory laps earlier. And look, the homeless situation is also a tremendously negative impact on our cities. There's a piece today, and it's another great piece by Daniel Henninger, who is just about my favorite regular columnist in the Wall Street Journal, about the new urban exodus. And it's talking about how in most big cities, the biggest cities in America, cities like New York City, like Chicago, that, like San Francisco, for goodness sake, that were considered very glamorous, very desirable, there's a net outflow of people who are running away. Why are they going away? Well, part of it in New York City is this the terrible impact of the COVID-19 pandemic. But it's also the homelessness and the lawlessness and the idea that a lot of the liberal ideas, the progressive ideas in policing and dealing with all this simply haven't worked. In other words, one of the things I was thinking about is there was a big pitch for some of these brand new condos that are built in downtown Seattle. And the big, big, tall, beautiful buildings. The condos are really expensive, so who do they think is going to buy a condo to live in downtown Seattle? They think empty nesters. People of a certain age who have say, hey, we want to come downtown and live, and we'll be near the light nightlife and all the great restaurants, and we can go to live theater, and there are movie theaters, and things are open late, and it's great. Downtown Seattle's pretty cool. Are you kidding me? I mean, right now with the Capitol Hill takeover going on and subject to riots and demonstrations, and yes, thousands of homeless people. And now this is a serious matter, because if you have a downtown that is non-economically viable, how do you maintain anything? And people say, oh, it's just graffiti. It's just a few people sleeping on the sidewalk. No, it isn't. It all sends a message that things have broken down entirely. That's why I think it's so important that we at least return to a sane appreciation of people who are involved in law enforcement. Charles Ramsey is the former commissioner of the Philadelphia Police Department. He is African-American. And he was on CNN talking about the media coverage about police. It's very important what he has to say. Listen.
Because unfortunately, there's really not a whole lot of balances taking place in terms of the reporting, in terms of the demonstrators. And don't get me wrong, we need demonstrations. I mean, there needs to be police reform. But I think one of the consequences of what's going on right now, police are being demonized to a large extent. That's the good cops that really are looking at this saying, you know, why am I bothering? Why am I doing this? So I think we need to find that balance and encourage the good police officers to continue doing what they do, but also help work to get rid of those officers that should not be police officers. So we need to find a little better balance, because right now morale is really, way down, and understandably so.
And he continues elaborating on that same point. Listen.
Chief, we hear you. I mean, and that's a really unfortunate byproduct of all of this. Obviously, I mean, I know that you're saying that you blame the reporting in part, and I hear you. I mean, we report on the extremes. We report on the things that are outside the norm. We report on the deadly encounters. Not all of, I mean, on New Day, we also report on, at the end of our show, the good stuff and good things that police do all the time, but I understand why that's being eclipsed now by these deadly encounters. And so what's the answer?
Well, I mean, just wherever you can find balance, find a balance. St. Cloud, Minnesota, the other day, a police officer shot by an 18-year-old black youth. The kid was not injured. In Philadelphia last August, 5 police officers shot by an individual who was taken into custody without injury. I mean, there's been a lot of examples out there where police have used a tremendous amount of restraint. And all I'm saying is that if there's balance there, then maybe we can start to get that message across to the men and women. Because right now, every time you turn on the television, all you're saying are the bad shootings, the use of force, and so forth. Not that that's not important. It is important, and it's flat out wrong. But without balance, it does affect morale, and you're going to get some of these young cops that will say, listen, I can find some other line of work. I don't need this. And that's unfortunate.
Yeah. That's, it seems to me, is a very, very necessary voice. And frankly, it's one of those reasons when it comes down to politics that this is such a an opportunity for Val Demings, who is, I think, close to the top of Joe Biden's list for his running mate. And when it comes to that election, there are a lot of people who are speculating on the electoral impact of John Bolton's book. The book is called The Room Where It Happened, which, by the way, is a reference to the show Hamilton. And The Room Where It Happened is supposed to be Independence Hall in Philadelphia, which is where they drafted the Constitution. Hamilton was there for that. And they also, in the very same room, wrote the Declaration of Independence. And you do get, when you go to that room in Independence Hall, it's a wonderful, wonderful feeling. But the John Bolton book is not going to be a deathless classic. It is the number one bestseller right now. It has some sensational charges against Trump. Do I believe that many of them are exaggerated? Sure. Do I believe that many of them are true and accurate? Sure. Do I think it's going to change the course of this election or alter the course of our politics? Certainly not if the president is just smart enough to just ignore it. Which is why we've kind of ignored it today. I'll get to that coming right up on the Medved Show.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
Politicians and the media will never mention one of the biggest challenges facing the health and well-being of every American, the explosion of junk science in our country. That's why I'm so grateful for the American Council on Science and Health, a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to separate fact from fiction and health scares from legitimate health threats. You've probably heard all sorts of junk science about red meat causing cancer or climate change destroying all life on Earth. Thankfully, ACSH fights back, but they need your help. Visit the website today, acsh.org.
During this time, perhaps more than ever, we're looking for things to binge watch, read, and listen to, because we're spending more time at home than ever before. So here at the MedVed Show, we want to extend a special offer to listeners right now, who've not yet taken the leap to become a MedHead Premium subscriber. If you go to michaelmedved.com, click on the MedHead banner, and use the promo code SPRING40, you'll get $20 off an annual membership. In addition to that, for new members or existing MedHead members, we've discounted everything at the MedVed History Store by 50%. Friends, have you had a chance to visit our partners at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College? Faithandfreedom.com. They're the leading forum and think tank in the nation for the study and application of faith and freedom. In fact, Michael Medved visits Grove City College every year to be a part of their annual conference. He's spoken on a vast array of topics to hundreds of people at that conference. In fact, as you may know, he broadcasts this very show from their campus every year when he's there. It's always such an amazing time. Unfortunately, this year's conference was postponed due to the COVID-19 pandemic. But we here at the MedVed Show encourage you to visit their website. They have all their past conferences available. You can watch MedVed's talk along with many other engaging talks. Dr. Paul Kangor, Jonah Goldberg, Rick Santorum, Ryan Anderson, Robbie George, and many, many more. Visit them today at faithandfreedom.com to see the wonderful lectures from some of the brightest minds in America. Faithandfreedom.com. That's faithandfreedom.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Medved Show, front page everywhere are some of the accusations in John Bolton's book. And the front page of the New York Times, the headline that they use for John Bolton's book, which is officially coming out on June 23rd, excerpts have been circulated everywhere. The headline says, Bolton book says Trump's offenses exceeded Ukraine. Alleges president asked Xi to buy crops to help him win farm states. And then the article by Peter Baker, who's the chief White House guy for the New York Times, says Mr. Bolton described several episodes where the president expressed a willingness to halt criminal investigations to, in effect, give personal favors to dictators he liked. That's a quote from the book, citing cases involving major firms in China and Turkey. Quote, the pattern looked like obstruction of justice as a way of life, which we couldn't accept, Mr. Bolton writes, saying that he reported his concerns to Attorney General William B. Barr. Mr. Bolton also adds a striking new accusation by describing how Mr. Trump overtly linked tariff talks with China to his own political fortunes by asking President Xi Jinping to buy American agricultural products to help him win farm states in this year's election. Mr. Trump, he writes, was pleading with Xi to ensure he'd win. Is this good if this is true? No. Is it the kind of thing that is going to change the election or lose the farm states for Trump? Absolutely not. Because what it shows him doing is recognizing that the farmer vote is very important to him, and trying to press the leader of China to care about American farmers and to make it clear that Trump does for very likely reasons, which is that they will help determine his election or de-election. And The problem with President Trump so far is he's gone way overboard. He has a whole bunch of tweets. And plus, he did an interview with the Wall Street Journal where he flat out called John Bolton a liar. He has called him a loser, said everybody hated him. And then he also sent out a tweet saying that he was washed up, he was a loser, everybody hated him. And people told me, no, no, don't appoint him. And if I had listened to him, we would have had World War VI. He always wanted to go to war. And again, lots of stuff about John Bolton that you can say. The one thing that I think people get wrong about Bolton is he's always been something of an outsider and an odd duck. And even though he has a Yale degree, he graduated a class right after me. And even though he has a degree from Yale Law School, he comes from a blue-collar Baltimore background. His dad was a Baltimore firefighter. The other thing about Bolton is he is personally feisty and combative. He's 5'7". And anybody who knows John at all, I think that the president is reacting right now exactly the way that Bolton wants him to. The one question that I would ask for people who are helping to promote this book, now, the book is going to be a great success. It's going to make a lot of headlines. But it seems to me very foolish for President Trump or his aides or associates to promote Bolton's book for him. Why would you want to do that? Why would Trump want to rail against Bolton in his rally? I mean, that rally is going to get a lot of attention for all kinds of reasons. The first rally since the pandemic. And there are local officials in Tulsa who are saying, don't do that, don't do that, we shouldn't have this. In fact, New York Times, Tulsa braces for rally amid spike in virus cases just days before President Trump was set to hold an enormous indoor rally, expected to bring tens of thousands. People are saying up to 80,000 people with the auditorium and the arena, and then plus an overflow. Tens of thousands of people in the city, the officials announced 96 new cases of the coronavirus, the largest single day increase in Tulsa since March. They offered little in terms of reassurance to residents worried about holding a large, charged political gathering in the midst of a pandemic and on a weekend where the demonstrations are planned nationwide to honor Juneteenth. A Saturday could become a super spreader, says the Bruce Dart, who is the top health official in Tulsa. Now, with all that going on, to take up after John Bolton as much as he would be tempted to do is not a good strategy. And I'll tell you why. Because the question becomes, okay, let's say, sure, John Bolton has showed himself, as they say, there's an article in The Spectator that says John Bolton is a greedy hack. And yes, he got a $2 million book advance for his book. And no, he wouldn't have gotten that kind of advance if he had insisted on testifying during the impeachment. It also wouldn't have made any difference at all. I think his calculation was correct, that John Bolton's testimony would not have influenced enough Senate votes, Republican Senate votes, at all, to get Trump driven from office. So the point for President Trump is if Bolton is such a loser and such a hack, he's noted, by the way, by everybody. He takes notes everywhere and is very, very careful on taking notes. With that going on, the question comes, President Trump, why did you appoint him anyway? Why would you appoint him as your national security advisor? It's a very important and distinguished position. Condoleezza Rice was national security advisor before she became Secretary of State. Colin Powell was national security advisor before he became Secretary of State later. Henry Kissinger, same idea. Susan Rice was a national security advisor for Obama. Bolton was appointed Trump's third national security advisor after General Flynn, who he fired in 20 days, and after General McMaster. And he now has Advisor O'Brien, who I think is doing a good job. I hope. But in terms of Trump, right, does it really work to attack him as such a loser when people would say, then why'd you appoint him in the first place? It's a problem. I'll tell you it's also a problem figuring out the best possible film to recommend for Father's Day weekend. I had to go with a real personal favorite. Yes, it's an old film. Yes, it's in black and white. But it's a world's greatest father and daughter movie. Listen.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
In honor of Father's Day, you may enjoy one of the greatest father-daughter movies ever made. The immortal, incomparable A Tree Grows in Brooklyn from 1945.
Things are going to be different around here.
Yes, sir, tonight's the beginning of something new. Oh, you believe me, don't you, Katie?
Yeah, Johnny, yeah, sure I do.
That's young Peggy Ann Garner as a teenage aspiring writer, and James Dunn as her loving but self-destructive alcoholic father, who both won Oscars for their rich performances. The film, the first masterpiece by director Elia Kazan, is set in the Williamsburg neighborhood of Brooklyn in 1912, and movingly portrays the struggles of this Irish immigrant family. It's streaming free on YouTube in gorgeous black and white, and you'll never forget it. 4 stars for A Tree Grows in Brooklyn.
This feature brought to you by the Thank Heaven Foundation.
We also have a bunch of other films to cover tomorrow, including a really deeply disturbing thriller with Joseph Gordon-Levitt about a hijacking from a pilot's point of view, and anyone who's interested in flying at all ought to check it out, and a haunted house movie. It's deeply creepy, with Kevin Bacon and Amanda Seyfried. Plus, there is a new poll that says that with race-driven anti-police protests, 1 in 3 voters continue to believe America is on the brink of another civil war. 40% of Republicans think we're going to have another civil war. Really? They think it's likely. Okay. Who wins that civil war and how? We will talk about that and about an upcoming landslide. Okay, for which side? Can't be for both. In this greatest nation on God's green earth.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.